Everyone, welcome to another episode of Afro 387, your favorite podcast. Today is just the hosts of Afro 387, myself and Wavy. What's up?
I'm great, girl. What's up with you?
I'm good.
Okay,
so on this week's episode, we are just discussing issues that are really not related, but they happen to catch our attention and we want to give our sessions on them.
Yeah.
Without further ado, this is Wavy's thing, like I said.
Really? You're going to put it on me?
Yeah, take it for the team. Take it for the team, bro.
I should take it for the team. Okay, I'm trying to read a news item. I want to read the news item, so okay. Give me a second. Okay, so I got it right here. So Ghana is Pornhub's second most viewed religious country in the world. So every year, don't ask me how I know. Every year, Pornhub releases a list of countries that actually do visit their sites more often. And then they also do categorization of them. They actually categorize them into countries that are religious and countries that are not really religious. So it so happens that Ghana happens to be the second most religious country in the whole world. Oh, no be West Africa, no be Africa, no be the whole world. And to me, I feel like it's quite alarming. Because the first is actually Nigeria, okay? So Nigeria's population is what awesome. Look at that. Let me do a road check on Nigeria's population right now. Because Nigeria put awesome. So if we are the second plan in Nigeria population, it means we are the first too. Anna, you don't agree with me.
You finish.
As you go, Nigerian population. Hey, Nigeria is 201 million as of 2019. Okay, so if Nigeria's population is 201, and then I heard even Lagos population, Kwando, Susin, Ghana population. Lagos population is about 40 million or something. So of course, it's not all the 201 million people that are watching, but I'm just saying something that if 201 are first, now we 30 million here second. I think we are actually the first. What else here? And US is like on the fourth. There are other countries that are on the list, but I was expecting those countries like US and I think Italy and stuff to be at the first. Don't ask me how I know. I was expecting them to be the first, but because most of that content is actually from those kind of places. Most of that content is from the UK, is from the US, is from, don't ask me how I know. So I was kind of surprised that that kind of content is not really from Africa, like not from Ghana. I've never really seen any of that content from Africa, from Ghana, sorry. There's that content from Africa, but not from Ghana. So it's kind of alarming, and it brings me to what I was discussing with Debbie somewhere in the week, that I think that a lot of our religious stuff we do in Ghana is just a cover up, like it's just a mask behind the, not just about the porn, but the porn is what kind of drew my attention. I feel like behind it we hide a lot of stuff, you understand? Like I could go on and on about the way people live. People are dishonest. People come to church, all right, but Monday to Friday, nejuma no oje bribe, okojuma late. He's using office resources to do his personal stuff, and these are things that have become normal. Like you get on a road, you get on a road. Someone doesn't give you way on the highway, and then you insult the person. You know, these are things that have become normal, but the person is on his way to church. Or just came from church. You understand? The person went to church, went to dance the whole Sunday, went to the mosque, prayed the whole Friday, but then Monday morning goes to work late, attitude at work is poor, wants to be begged before they do their job. And it's something that I feel like it cut across. It's not even about the phone, but I feel like we are quite distant from what we actually proclaim to be as Christians and Muslims, because it's quite alarming. 30 million population and then we are the first, to me is something very serious. And I want to make this quick comparison. Ghana and where I am right now, Japan, Ghana and Japan are actually very, very similar in a lot of ways. Over here, they also are like that. They also do a cover up. Like, you don't really see who's bad and who's good, but deep down, Charlie, people bad. And it's not like Europe and US where they actually show it. Like, you actually see somebody and by their dressing, you can tell, say, no, this person, nah, like this person is. But out here, just like Ghana, people dress like decent people. People don't really show it that you'd be like, ah, nah, this guy is like that or this guy like that. But like, there's that cover up. The only difference is that over here where I am in Japan, they are not that religious. They don't go to church. Okay? They don't go to church. They don't go to even their shrines that they claim to be Hinduism and then Shintoism and whatever. They don't go. Okay? Sometimes once in a year, they have this one day in a whole year, they'll visit the shrine. So I think we being more religious, you know, it says a lot about us. And I feel like, I don't know. Me, my problem is not the porn thing. My problem is not the porn thing, but I feel like as a society, like some moral values and stuff are actually like very, very parallel to the kind of lifestyle we are supposed to be living if we say we are a religious country. So that's my take on that.
Okay. So if I get this right, Pornhub is like it should be a site or some place like you get content. Is that
Yeah.
Okay. So they did a survey for their viewers ranked in country rights.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. I get it now. With that being said, like, I would want to come in and say, let me break it down. Religion. What is religion? Okay. Religion is like a specific set of organized beliefs and practices usually shared by a community or a group. Okay. So I don't know about other religion, but I'm going to take it from what my faith, the source of my faith or my belief system. Okay. I identify as a Christian. On a form, an application form or something of that sort, they are going to ask, what's your religion? Or they probably will say, yeah, there's religion that they will use. So on that form, I'm going to say, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But Wavy, you can attest to the fact that growing up, you were brought up such that you know Sundays we go to church. Why we go to church, like, didn't really matter. Wasn't really taught. Like, you go to church, you go to Sunday school. They tell you stories from the Bible and whatnot. But at some point, I don't think your parents sat you down and said, do you believe in Jesus Christ and all of that? Did they?
No. It was just, yeah. I mean, it was just passed down.
Mm-hmm. So it's like the same thing for me. I don't think my parents.
At you didn't some have point, a choice.
Sort of. Like, you didn't really have a choice. We are going to church, we go to church. We don't go to church, then we are all home. Okay. Mm-hmm. But like growing up, at some point, I had to make the personal decision that, okay, like, I accept Jesus Christ. I don't want to sound spiritual, because that's the thing. Religion is different from spirituality. Spirituality is more of an individual practice and has to do with having a sense of peace and purpose. So it relates to the process of developing beliefs around the meaning of life and connection. So spirituality is more of a personal thing, a personal choice. You can't impose spirituality.
Okay.
So if we say that most religious countries are the ones watching more of these contents on this side, well, yeah, religion is not that, I don't know, it's not deep, it's not personal. It's just something you kind of find yourself in and then you move along with it. You could say, like, you can attest to the fact that people, like, come to the second cycle institution, secondary school, and then they're totally different, like, person from who they are at home because they're away from their parents, okay? Like, you could be a Muslim, and then in school, you find yourself going out with friends, drinking, and doing all stuff. But then, yeah, you still pray 5 times a day. So with that being said, I feel like you can be religious and spiritual, but you can't be spiritual and religious.
So, interesting. Can you run that back for us? Can you say that again?
Like, you can be religious and not be spiritual, but you can be spiritual and religious.
Okay.
It all boils down to you. It's individual thing. It's personal. So from that standpoint, Waira. Okay, Mami Juju. Like I was saying, like, religion is organized. It's like the status quo. It's like rules, and it's defined. So a group of people are doing the same thing, and then you're also doing some. But your spirituality, like, you determine your spirituality. That's after your life experiences, like, you personally, nobody comes to tell you. Or even if someone comes to tell you, like, you have the final say. You make the choice. Yes. And based off of that, like, the experiences you encounter during that walk of your spiritual journey, like, it even reaffirms why you are on this path in the first place. Said that when things are hard, you still hold on to your spirituality, knowing that those hard times are not going to last. But if it's religion, it's like, okay, yes, that's how it is. Like, so basically, I feel, yeah, we, like, nationally, okay, if you are checking, there are more Christians than there are Muslims. And then nationally also, like, Ghana is a Christian country. But then when you come down individually, you ask yourself, how many people are spiritual Christians and not just casual? Because some people are casual Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So from that point of view, yeah, I think it's fair.
It's fair. So you think it's normal? Like, what's happening?
It's happening, so yeah. But compared to
countries who are also religious, but with a higher population than we have, don't you think that's alarming?
That's why I kind of feel this thing is flawed. That's how I feel. I feel the survey is flawed. And we can only tell by knowing how they went about it, what formula or sampling they used. You get it.
No, so they are a site, they have their servers, and then they are able to tell from each and every part of the world you are accessing their servers from. Now, on the they have their servers, so they are able to tell, okay, this person is accessing from here, this person is accessing from here. And even if a lot of people, people are using VPNs, normally the VPN servers they use are VPN servers that are actually outside of the country. They use VPN service in, like, Canada, UK, US. So still safe, no? Even if you are trying to enter as you are coming from another country, it would normally not be a server from Ghana or Africa. It would normally be outside. So it still tells you that it's very alarming. It's very alarming that people, like, they are seeing a lot more people from Ghana and Nigeria are accessing these sites. When most of this content is not even from our end, most of this content is from their end, and then I don't think they will be lying for any reason. I actually don't think they will be lying for any reason. This is the second time I've seen Ghana in the top five. Okay, this is the second time I've seen Ghana in the top five.
I mean, IT-wise, I don't have much debt. But let's just say, you, for instance, you are currently in Japan, right?
Yeah.
But you have a Ghana SIM.
Yeah.
So you have a Ghana SIM, probably using Wi-Fi. I don't know.
I get what you're trying to say. But at the end of the day, every device that is on the internet has an IP address, okay? Just like every car on a road has a number plate, okay? That is how that car is identified. So that is how every device on the internet is identified. It has an IP address. And all these IPs are given by an IPS. Internet service provider. No, ISP, sorry, not a IPS, sorry. So internet service provider. So internet service provider, no. They give the internet to. So this internet service provider, like we have an MTN, we have Tigo over here, we have things like SoftBank, Rakuten and stuff over here. So all these ISPs now have their own IP addresses they give out and how they identify and where they are from. What do I say? So it's very easy on their server end to be able to tell, say, oh no, this one is from this country. It's not any of their demo. Like, I don't want to go too much in detail, but I just want you to know that just like we have a license plate, you are driving your car and your license plate is a Ghana license plate. If you pull up to South Africa with that car, you'll be able to tell, like, this plate is not from here. Okay, so where is this plate from? I'm going to share plate. I'm going to say plate with you, Ghana. What is here? That is the same ideology. It's the licensing authority in Ghana that gave you the plate. So the plate just shows that you are from here now over. What did I say?
Yeah.
So they can tell. I don't think it's a lie. I think it's a truth. It's the truth. But I'm even worried about the porn thing. Like, I'm not even here to talk about whether porn is bad or no. I'm not here for that. I'm here to say that I think that the religious sect that we find ourselves isn't really like penetrating us to be spiritual enough. If I'm going off what you were saying, it's like we just go to church and listen and then go home. People just go to the mosque, pray, listen, and then go home. It's like, if you saw the examples I was citing earlier, I was just talking about how people go to work. People go to church, we would dance, we would give the offering, we would give the tithe, we listen to the word, we would shout the loudest amen, and go back to work Monday morning like, yo, who percent of your money there, you forgive me something, yeah, you make I feel something, yes, yeah, so on, yeah. What did I say? Yeah. Yeah, so on,
that's
yeah.
Where the spirituality comes in the sense that there's not a routine thing that, oh, it's Sunday, so I go to church, but then every day of your life, you are living this. That's where the spirituality. So I guess we are religious, but we are not spiritual. Yeah.
Well, I've said my piece. Okay. I've said my piece and what I think about it. Yeah. So I feel like I get what you're trying to say, but I feel like it should speak more in how we carry ourselves. I'm not innocent myself, you understand? I'm not innocent at all myself. But at the end of the day, I feel like this particular Pornhub thing drew my attention to the fact that, and I think it's something I've been saying often, that we don't let the religion bring out the spirituality. Let me say this way. We don't let the religion bring out the spirituality in us enough for us to be the kind of people we are actually. Because even in Christianity, we are told to be that kind of beacon of light, like for other people. When other people see, they be like, oh, okay, this is how Christians are. We are told to be like that, but it's not like that. And a lot of people are just off. So, I mean.
All right. From that to this. A 19-year-old man burst into tears after he was found guilty and sentenced to 21 years imprisonment by the Cape Coast Circuit Court, presided over by Her Honor Mrs. Dorinda Smith Arthur. The convict, Emmanuel Adai, popularly known as Kofi Jesus, so you can imagine, like Kofi Jesus, but he's not living like Jesus. So in tree, like Kofi is. Yes, that's his nickname. Could not hold his tears after his sentencing. he had several times terrorized and the lives of people of Asimfosu until he was arrested in May 2021 and arraigned in court for robbing a female victim and inflicting cutlass wounds on her face. On May 21st, the convict robbed a 21-year-old woman, Irene Ejapong. He slashed her face, her nose, and upper lips with a machete. The victim had some of her teeth removed following the incident. He then made away with her belongings, which included mobile phones, money, etc. The incident happened around 6 p.m. after the lady had closed from work. The prosecuting officer, Chief Inspector Gilbert Ayongo, speaking in an interview with Rainbow Radio, Oheneba Ambrose, said the convict, Kofi Yesu, used weapons such as machete and other offensive weapons to attack unsuspecting victims. So, here's my take. 19-year-old being sentenced to 21 years imprisonment. That's more than his age already. Okay, I get that what he has done is wrong. I get it. But my issue is, it's putting him behind bars for 21 years going to make him a changed man. Because we know our prison systems are not set up to reform. You either come back worse off than you entered, or you don't even come out alive, or some other horrendous thing happens to you. And then, like, for a 19-year-old to behave this way and have no mercy, like, ruthless, I'm thinking, what could be the cause of this? Somewhere in another man's land, this person would be seeing psychologists by now, like, would be taken to see psychologists, find out what or why is he doing the things he is doing. But in our case, it's not like that. He's given the sentence and he's going to serve it. Mind you, this happened in May. We are in September and he's gotten his verdict already. But there are people looting, stealing, coming on air, saying derogative stuff, instigating, and are working freely without a cause. I know you say otherwise, so let's hear from you.
You know I'll say otherwise because we discussed this already. We already discussed this already. Man, when you sent me this story, I didn't even know he used machete to slash people's lips and their teeth off. Like, and in 21 years, so your man is 50 years.
Like, I've met, seriously.
Like, yeah, like you said, like I'm saying, I forgot what I said, but I'll say what I said back and be like, yeah, like I also said, but I forgot what I said when you said seriously. What I'm saying is, listen, what are you talking about? This is not just somebody who just pulls up on you like, yo, give me your stuff with a machete. This is somebody who's using it to inflict wounds on people. Like, yo, he gotta go. And like I was saying, this is what I was saying. So, you know, robbery cases in Ghana are not on the rise. Okay? People killing people for rituals, people robbing people, gunpoint, daytime. Like, and you're trying to do debi, she said, I'm going to so. I heard KFC in Osu was robbed, but I saw this on Twitter, so I don't really believe it. I haven't seen it in the news, so I won't believe it until I see it. But I heard KFC in Osu was robbed like daytime. You understand? And it was Twitter. It could be a lie. But in this era, the things I hear in Ghana, because forex bureaus and banks are being robbed and bullion vans are being pulled over. You understand? When you sent me this, I told you that this is something that I feel like his sentencing was harsh because he's being used as a scapegoat to sort of like warn or deter other people who are like, yo, if you continue doing this, you're going to go down like this. I'm sure there's been a meeting within the law enforcement say, hey, we need to double up. So I actually understand what they are doing, and I feel like the guy deserves every one of those 21 years. Okay, whether he goes and he's going to be a changed man, he's not going to be a changed man. That one, me and you, we can't do anything about it. in even in America where they have the psychologists and all that, people also go and come out with. People go and come out and come and kill. Like, let's say I attempted to kill someone and I couldn't and I want to serve. The person comes out and actually does the job properly. Like, yeah, now I'm back. Let me do the job properly. You understand? So at the end of the day, it's a personal thing. The person wants to change, the person will change. I met people who used to be armed robbers who are now preaching the word of God have changed. It's through the same system. There are people who have also come out and then, Charlie, there's nothing they could do about it, and then they just went wayward. There's nothing we can do. And I know you can argue with me the whole day about people who are in power, who are in politics, who have done worse, who have stolen more money, who have stolen more money than this guy could steal in like 10 years if he was even allowed to even steal. You understand? Some of these people have stolen with a pen more than what this guy has stolen in his whole career. In a day, they've done that. So I understand when you say that. The thing about that is that I'm not the one who can prosecute this person or whatever. Like, there's nothing I can do about it, but I'm just saying my piece that I feel like the boy just got what he deserves. And it's also to deter other people. Whether he's going to change or not, that one day it's dependent on him. You understand? So that's how I feel. If there's any, there are people who are also doing, who are also stealing in a different form, but are in power, are saying derogatory things, are doing whatever, I feel like they should be brought to justice. But I mean, that's for me to say and they to act. There's nothing I can do about it if they do or they don't. But this boy has been caught, and what he's done, we all agree that the oh yeah, it's just a no. So I feel like he deserves every one of those 21 years. He should go. And I remember, why was he crying? Why are you crying? Like, what you were doing, what did you expect? Like, you expect, like, this is the question I asked you. So what was he expecting? They'll give him, like, bofu, or mechi bofu. Nah, omo de, beta mota kahwa, nah. What did I say? Ana, yebe ye salad. Aman, like, what was he expecting? Like, yo, why you lucky? Hey, me and kameman of 500. Me and kameman of 500. So it is what it is.
Well, I still think like he is 19. Okay, so for someone who is 19 to be this ruthless, and then after the sentencing he cries, like I feel there's more of a psychological problem, because if you were that ruthless cutting a person and you didn't cry, and then after your sentencing you are crying, it's like there's some sort of remorse somewhere.
There's no remorse.
And then, like you, I feel it's more psychological. And then more so, I think 10 years would even be a better sentence. But 21 years, it's extreme for this crime,
madam,
I think.
Madam, that is an attempted murder. That's attempted murder.
It's not attempted murder. He wasn't the goal wasn't to kill. The goal was to just get the person's belonging. And then he inflicted some wounds, which I'm not trying to justify at all. Yes, he deserves to be punished. But 21 years is where my issue lies. And then 20, the fact
21,
that...
21. Like, you have to swam on a... Like, you have to swam on a 1 year. You 1 10 year.
Years. 20 like, years is okay. Oh, really?
But do you realize do you realize that if he's going for 10 years and he will still come back and come and do worse, and then he's going for 21 years and he'll still come and do worse, it's still not in any of our powers to decide or to change that. You do realize that, right?
Besides the point, like I keep insisting. For me, it's the age, okay? And the need to find out why he was acting that way. Because he's not, I don't think they are taking him to juvie.
No. He's 19 years. He's over.
He's 19. By a year.
So what? You even 18 crown puno crown. I think even 18, you're not taking to jury.
You're going to mix this person up with hardcore criminals.
That's where he deserves to be. If you are using machete on people, and they said it's not one time, it's a series of cases. I don't know why you are. Or is it because the guy looks cute? So you are being nice to him.
It has nothing to do with his cuteness.
Nah, yo,
okay.
Yo.
But then I also want to come from the point where I feel like, okay, aside the psychological issues that he might be going through, I feel like if there are jobs, if the system is working, who is going to pick up a machete to steal or rob someone? Yeah, the chances
are... Debbie, because all these developed countries still have high robbery cases. Okay, they still have high robbery cases. They still have people shooting each other for jewelry, for money, for the same crime he's in. Okay, we can't really justify that there are jobs. See, the same somebody's in the same situation as he is, but is also trying to, is also making his ends meet. Like let's not go that path. Let's really not go that path. Yeah, like these developed countries, like, see, there are also people also doing all those things.
Because I said there are people who are lazy and still want to freeload.
That one, yeah.
But then, because you are saying this is a deterrent to other people, this is like, this wasn't an organized crime. This is like a one man doing his thing, terrorizing people in his community, and he got caught. Okay. But the organized crimes, they haven't caught anybody so far. So far, they haven't. So if people are going to steal.
Ah, who told you they've not caught anybody for organized crime?
The bullion van. They've caught the criminals behind it. Have they? The ones that shot the police officer, have they found them?
Not this recent one, but I know of ones that they've actually been apprehended. Like organized crimes that have been apprehended in the country. I know. Even way before I left, I know of issues like that. This particular last two ones that have happened, I don't know. I don't know what's happened.
Yeah, well, I'm still of the stance like 21 years is way too extreme for such a
crime. Come on, 500.
Yeah, that's why it's not. All right, to our last subject for the day. Very funny too. Parents of daughters are more likely to divorce than those with sons.
How does that work?
So let's listen to the short article they had under it. Daughters have long been linked to divorce. Several studies conducted in America since the 1980s provide strong evidence that a couple's firstborn, being a girl, increases the likelihood of their subsequently splitting up. At the time, the researchers involved speculated that this was an expression of sons' preference, a phenomenon which is, in the most extreme form, manifests itself as the selective abortion or infanticide of female offspring. Work published in the Economic Journal, however, debunks that particular idea in Daughters and Divorce. Jan Kabatek of the University of Melbourne and David Reba of Georgia State University in Atlanta confirmed that having a female firstborn does indeed increase the risk of the child's parents divorcing in both America and the Netherlands. But unlike previous work, their study also looked at the effects of the girl's age. It found that daughters divorce risk emerges only in the firstborn girl's teenage years before they reach the age of 12. Daughters are more linked to couples splitting up than sons are. So what they are trying to say is previously, like dated, if a couple give birth to a female child first, it's like the stress and all of that. And then, like, in our part of the world, when you keep giving birth to girl, you're still going because, like, the family needs a boy. So you're still giving birth until you get a boy. So with that, I kind of get it. But now they're saying that it's not really true, but it becomes true when you have a girl child and she's around the age of 12 upwards, those teenage years, because like she would want to have a boyfriend and all of that, and that's where the parents kind of start having a conflict and whatnot. I feel this is a waste of time. Like they could have used their energy to research on something better. like coming to find out why a 19-year-old is causing or terrorizing his community. Because this doesn't make sense.
I'm glad you have said what I need to say. It means I don't have to say anything.
You still have to say.
Well, in your own words, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, I mean, if the parents have their issues, they have their issues, Charlie. Like, what do the kids have to do? Me, I even thought they would say something like, oh, the daughter keeps, like, the daughter keeps getting the attention of the husband, and then the wife gets jealous, and then it turns into a fight, and then they separate. But even that self, the mother would understand, say, yeah, like, I mean, fathers and their daughters. I mean, It still isn't an issue that should go to the extent of which to break up a marriage. I mean, say the two of you that are married, they open it. You understand? So maybe I didn't get it well, but I don't see how that linkage. Like maybe it's just a research that's been conducted, and it just so happens that there are more marriages with there are more divorces with daughters involved. That there are sons involved. It just happened. But should it mean says because of their daughters? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Because I feel like if that's the case, boys will also have, like, they boys become rough and aggressive at certain age, and you can't really control them. That could also lead to a divorce if the study is right.
Which study do you have to back this one up? How can you just call us rough at the same age?
What?
How can you just say we become rough at a certain age?
Boys become rough, like uncontrollable, like they feel when they hit that adolescent age. It's true. They're like, you can't tell me nothing and all of that. Like,
where's your daughter? Show me your son and your daughter and tell me that this your daughter became this and then your son became that. I don't believe it.
Well, I know. I've seen it.
Nothing to cry, you see.
Oh, I've seen. No, seriously, I've seen. I have brothers. I've seen. Sit here, they won't sit. They will go.
And then at what age?
At what age? Age 15, 16, 17. I've seen it. My cousins. It's so funny. Like, the story is funny and I don't even want to talk about it. But yes.
They listen to the show.
My issue is it has nothing to do with either of the kids, whether male or female. If you're going to divorce, you're going to divorce. If you work it out, you work it out.
Exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids should even be a reason we stay together. So.
Yeah. But then, I mean, like, I guess certain kids, like, throw tantrums and can be frustrating, but I mean, they are your kids, not someone else's kid. It's your child, both of you. So it shouldn't be a valid reason for a divorce. With that being said, we have exhausted our topics for today, and that will bring us to the end of today's episode.
Let's talk about Big Brother and Niger.
Seriously?
Yes.
Why?
Time and due a point. Let's talk about Big Brother Niger.
And I don't know why you want to talk about Big Brother Nigeria.
Because I feel like talking about it.
You don't
feel how do you know I don't watch it? How can you just make that assumption? Let's talk about it.
It's not an assumption. I know you, and I know you don't like reality shows.
Let's talk about it. I have watched it.
Okay, fine. So I'm listening. What do you have to say?
Yes. So as we were saying, our viewers, thank you for listening. We like the fact that you've been with us through the whole show. Yeah,
Very lucky. The things I want to say, I mean, people hold me in high esteem, like they wouldn't expect it from me. So yes,
you don't have anything.
I'm keep that.
You don't have anything.
Keep
send it. Send it to me.
Politically. Send it to me. Yes. Send it to me. Sunday. I want to be spiritual and not religious. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. I was actually baiting you into talking about it. When you start talking about it, I'll be like, yeah, we are not talking about it. I wanted you to get into it, and I'll be like, nah.
No, I
Like,
wasn't going to get into it because I knew like the vibe wouldn't be there because I know you are not into it. So
in fact,
there's the
I wanted you to start talking like, yeah, so in the house this week, you know how, and I'll be like,
yeah.
yo, yapon.
Well, it
Hey.
backfired. Sorry, not
Right,
sorry.
any feedback from last week's discussion?
Nay.
No?
Nope.
But our listeners not the first recently. I didn't any more talk on.
Well, I guess I don't have. I don't know. Like, yeah, mostly WhatsApp. Like, they would inbox you on WhatsApp, but
Yeah, so let us know what they want
no.
to WhatsApp about.
No. I'm saying like they would inbox, but then I haven't had any inbox. That's what I'm saying. So probably it's not. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Oh, but we say every day, yo, viewers, listeners, please leave us likes, comment. Let us know whether you agree with us or you don't. And at least let us know we are doing something. We are doing something that's worthwhile or worth listening. Please. If you don't do it for Debbie, if you don't do it for Debbie, do it for me. Okay.
Yeah, so they could call you inbox
Yeah, I mean, if they have my number, but I doubt they do.
no, but from your side, like the people who inbox me are the people I know, like my
Well,
contacts.
this particular thing, I will talk about it after the show, but I mean, lately I haven't really posted. You know, I'm so busy during the week. Right after the show, I'm just off. So it's like, it will be like Wednesday before I'll be like, yo, I haven't posted what we did on Sunday. Honestly, my apologies. I mean, I've been really hot lately, but from today, I'm a changed man.
Okay.
Yeah. But listeners, please let us know your thoughts on what we discussed. Yeah, Pamucho.
We hear you.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Until next week, stay safe, be good. We love you.
Bye.
Bye bye.